In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Louis Burnaby, my paternal grandfather, who died long ago. Happy Easter. I think I forgot to say something to you yesterday. Do you remember it? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We're going to say it a third time because Anna wasn't here with us on Sunday, so she may not know this. But Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Good. Let's say we got to make up for all those times we missed, by the way. I forgot to do it yesterday and to share that joy with you. We have lots of things going on now. I want to remind you that today we are in what day of our Novena of Divine Mercy? The sixth day. And if you're not a Catholic daughter, well, maybe you should reconsider that poor decision in your life to not be a Catholic daughter. So if you're not a Catholic daughter, maybe you should become one. It is a great group. We had a great time yesterday with the ladies. And if you want to know more about what I shared with them on Divine Mercy, you can go ahead and go to the website and listen to it, or you can just ask any of the great Catholic daughters who were there who heard what we spoke about in Divine Mercy related to the world, related to us and others, and Divine Mercy related to our soul. Those were the three parts of the talk that we gave yesterday. Now, today, as we're entering into the mystery, what do we notice in relationship to the mystery of the Divine Mercy that also has something to do with our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles? If you got the text, you can look it over with you. I don't mind cheating. If you know my confirmation students, I encourage them to have a cheat sheet on that exam, particularly ones that happen to be in the office where they take it. Cheat sheets are good. What is it that strikes you about the very beginning of our reading that also has something to do with the mystery of the Divine Mercy? It immediately should occur to you. It shouldn't take us this long. There we go. What was going on at 3 o'clock? Prayers. Prayers at 3 o'clock? Why would there be prayers at 3 o'clock if Sister Faustina didn't have Jesus visit her until many, many centuries later, saying that 3 o'clock hour was important? What was it about that 3 o'clock hour? Why is it that the 3 o'clock hour is important in the message of Divine Mercy and has always been so to Christians? Because that's the hour that Christ poured out his mercy upon souls. That's when he said, "It is accomplished, it is finished. Into your hands, O Father, I commend my spirit." It is there when he breathed his last. It is at that moment when his side was pierced during that 3 o'clock hour where blood and water flowed forth. And so, brothers and sisters, there's something about that hour. It says here that Peter and John, those intimate disciples of Christ, were there going up to the temple area for that hour of prayer. And at that moment, there was somebody who needed something. He needed a mercy. He needed a grace at that time. He was crippled from birth at this gate, which was called the Beautiful Gate. And something beautiful was about to happen to him. What did he want? What was he asking for? Alms. Give me something. Alms for the poor. Give me something. What is an alm? An alm? What is that word? We talked about it at the beginning of the season of Lent. What does the word alms mean? Alms giving is what? Eleemosynary, for the big word for the college student over here, means what? It's another word for mercy. It's another word for mercy. When somebody says alms for the poor, remember, they're asking for mercy. They're asking for mercy. So here is this man at the 3 o'clock hour when God pours out his mercy in his very son there. These ones who are heirs of the resurrection of Christ, who are witnesses to it all, who have been there and spent that time and passed that time with Christ, who is love and mercy itself. And there's a man at this beautiful gate asking for what? Mercy. At the hour of mercy. And when he's begging for mercy, what mercy is he seeking? He's seeking a mercy that'll just get him through the day. He's seeking a mercy that'll make his stomach warm. He's asking for a mercy that'll just get him something to feed himself that day. That's all he's asking for. But what does he get instead? They say, "Silver and gold have I none. But my good man, of what I have, I will give." So he turns to them and says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, who is mercy, who is mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is mercy poured out for you and me, do what? Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk." So there's something about that 3 o'clock hour. There's something about this gate being beautiful. There's something about them going up to pray. There's something about what he was asking for there. And what he was asking for was met in a way that he could never even dreamed of. What do we find out about this in relationship to divine mercy that should be pouring out into your soul and mind during this time? Is there any of us who is coming to a place which is beautiful today? You're in a very, very extremely beautiful church if you didn't open your eyes wide enough to see it. an incredibly beautiful church. You passed through a beautiful gate, didn't you? That beautiful doors which lead into here. Every single door here is incredibly beautiful, isn't it? And so entering into here, and you enter into this place, and is there one of us who has not come into this church asking God for some form of mercy today? What mercy are you asking of the Lord today? What is the grace that you're seeking from the Lord today? I'm going to challenge you in this. Until you're asking for a mercy in the very same way that this man was asking for a mercy. I don't believe that there's any of you who are here, and I'm including myself, who are asking for a mercy commensurate. Commensurate with the great mercy that God wishes to give. All of us are asking for something which is too small, too limited in its scope. God wants to pour out the ocean of his divine mercy upon you and me, upon our families, upon our relationship, upon our community, our town, our nation, our world at this time. And you and I are asking for things which are embarrassingly small from God. What our Lord is asking of you and me, he's coming by today. Here to this beautiful place, and he who is love and mercy itself wants to give something great, will begin to expand your desire for him and what he does here. We talk about it with our young men and women every time we have the confirmation exam, and I'm in the midst of them, so that's exactly what I'm thinking. I repeat this phrase every exam, over and over again. What does God do for us in the holy sacrifice in the Mass? St. John Vianney says, he took his good heart to love us. Good heart to love us. And he extracts from it a perspiration. Think of it as sweat. Think of the very thing that's coming out of the side of Christ. That's what he's talking about. He extracts from it a perspiration of what? Of his tenderness and his love. His tenderness and, read that, his mercy. And that is enough to drown away the sins of the entirety of the world. That's what the Lord gives you and I every time we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So as you come here asking for alms, asking for a mercy today, begging God, just do something for me. That's why I'm here. I don't have to be. Give me something here. I'm inviting you to expand your scope of what you think is even possible, the grace that you're seeing. Ask for something which is greater and bigger, because the mercy that pours forth from the heart of Jesus, he squeezes it out, that perspiration for you and me, even here within the Mass, not just at the hands of the apostles in that blessed time right after Christ appeared, is something which is great enough to drown away the sins of the entire world, drown away the wounds of the entire world, to drown away the problems and the struggles and the strifes and the hardships of the entire world. And so why are we asking for something too small? Change your intention that you came in here for Mass. Say, Lord, I'm asking for something small. Okay, why don't you just give me whatever it is that I need? The greater thing. Not just enough for me, but so much so that it spills over on those I'm going to encounter for the rest of the day. And if you expand that desire for the Lord, he's already going to meet whatever your desire was before. And he always goes beyond because he's a good father. And so expand that desire that you have there so that he can fulfill the desires of your heart, which are more and more going to be put in line with the desires of his own heart. Today is a day of mercy. We're in the midst of the novena of mercy. The Lord proposes to you and me a greater and a greater extent of what mercy is even possible. Let him expand the expectations of your own heart here within these sacred mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.